Well, if you'll open your lessons up or your packet, basically we're just going to cover our introduction today and maybe get into the lesson itself a little bit. If time's permitting, we'll see. So as I've stated on the lesson, we're going to be studying the divided kingdom. And the kingdom divided in 931 B.C. I'll have some more to say about the dates after a while. But we'll be looking at those who reigned in this northern and southern kingdom. We're going to see some details that the Bible shares with us about these leaders. And so just kind of some things for us to consider as we're starting this and reading these different books. First off, what happened? Which we'll mention here in a little bit further in. But the kingdom divided. And why did it divide? And we'll discuss that as well. So, who? So I was looking at what, why, and who. That is, who caused this or caused this to happen, and what was the result of it? What was the effect? What was the outcome? And which is basically our study. So we have the divided kingdom. So, although we are looking at those that reigned in the divided kingdom and what the Scripture tells us about them, let's keep in mind that there are still other. This isn't the only kingdom. There's other kingdoms existing, and we'll see some of the interactions with that, if you will, with these kingdoms and their rulers. And we're also going to see some prophets in here. We're going to see different prophets, their involvement, their interaction, their warnings, their information that they give. And so we will want to consider that. And we'll have, I'm going to get to the chart after a little bit, but that's going to help us with remembering some of these things that we go over. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. Let me just put that right there. Okay. So, we'll be looking at mainly 1 Kings and 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles to learn more about these leaders and things that happened during their reign. So, for the most part, we will cover this in chronological order. Looking at the history as it is playing out. But it does jump around, and you'll notice this if you haven't already. We do have some sections where it's going to jump around just a little bit in time. It's going to jump back and forth. But that's because these are sections where it's covering several different kings and their interaction to with each other. And then it might go back to a specific one and give details about that king. So you're going to have some time jumps. And I'm going to mention those or bring those to your attention, which I'm sure most of y'all will already catch that. But I'm still going to do that just to see if it'd be helpful to us. And also as we're jotting things down so we can remember some of these specific details that the Word does give us. And now I'm just going over this stuff with the introduction. If you have any questions or anything like that, anything for me, y'all can jump in, you know, just raise your hand or whatever. And but we're not, like I said, at this point, we're just basically going over what I've provided, what we're going to do. And then maybe start some of the class in this period of time, depending on time. So, in 1 Kings 12, through 2 Kings 17, and I say 12. Usually we say 12:12, you know, chapter 12, verse 12. I take that back. Nope. Getting mixed up here. Usually we say chapter 12 through 2 Kings, but what I meant to say is we are going to back up just a little bit to see where this problem started. So that'll be in the mid to later part of chapter 11. So, but I did state on here 1 Kings 12 through 2 Kings 17, because that's mainly going to cover where this kingdom was divided. Now, you'll notice on the paper the way I worded it. I put, this will cover when the kingdom was divided, that is, when both the northern and southern kingdoms both existed. Divided kingdom. Just remember, this is a term we're using, and there's different ways you can kind of think about it. In one sense, is right here, to me anyway, and I welcome any thoughts on this. But from this standpoint, we are talking about both kingdoms. So we see where it is divided. You have your north and your south. But, as stated, we're going to get to a point where the northern kingdom was taken into captivity by the Syrians in 722. And then you're not going to have them anymore. So now, in 2 Kings 18, roughly 18 through 25, and 2 Chronicles, the 10th chapter all the way through the 36th chapter, you're going to cover southern kingdoms, and I put on there only. But the idea, this is still a divided kingdom. We're just seeing the southern half existing now, but it's still not a complete kingdom. Now, I said that it covers the southern kingdom only. And that's not totally true. I found some small parts that mention things pertaining to the northern kingdom, but I picked up on very little. And for example, if you look over at 2 Chronicles 10, now, 2 Chronicles 10, you're going to see mentioned here both Jeroboam and Rehoboam. And we're going to see that's the two kings that were starting out, the king of the north and the king of the south, which will be our first our lesson when we get into the lesson. So, I mean, you see some bits and pieces of it. It doesn't really cover a whole lot of stuff. I also saw that in 2 Chronicles 20, 35. You'll see that. But for the most part, I think it's safe to say that 2 Chronicles covers the southern kingdom. But I want to throw that out there when you say, wait a minute, Craig, you said only. And so for the most part, that's what you're going to see here. Any thoughts or anything to add to that? Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some of our tools or the information. Of course, this goes without saying, your Bible is your number one tool. But that I'm not providing. Let's see. We have some of let me see here. Well, we have the class schedule that I've created. I use mine here so we can have a visual. So we got one of these. class schedule that's been provided. And it's to show what we're going to study in each lesson. Now, most lessons are titled For the King. It's either one of two things. It's either for the king or kings that we're covering in those lessons, or the chapters that we're going to cover for the most part in those lessons. I might call it chapter 16, and we might just cover up to the, we might leave a couple verses off, because that's going to go more into our king in 17, and for example, things like that. But we're just going to call it class 16. I'm going to say it right here in a minute. 1 Kings 16. And for example, that's lesson 3. And I'm using the term lesson, and that doesn't equate to class. So one lesson could cover two or three classes, or one lesson could cover one class. And I don't foresee it happening, but we could cover more than one lesson in a class. So I'm just saying, don't go by that and say, okay, we've got 16 lessons. We're only doing 16 classes. We've got more than 16 classes. So, sorry. But basically, that's the way I chose to do this in the calling it. I did it very basic. So it's either referencing the kings we're going to cover or what verses we're going to read. Now, when I did title it that way for the first Kings or Second Kings, that doesn't mean that there's not references in Chronicles. So if there are references in Chronicles, you're going to see that when we get into the class lessons, because I'm going to state up under there what sections we should be reading. So we'll have all that information on there. So, like, in saying that, so let's please, there's not a whole lot of section to read, and I know some, you know, I know we got busy schedules, but the little bit I'm asking, that's not a whole lot of sections to read. So if you'll read that, and then that'll help you out and get you prepared for what we'll be covering for class. And then also I have some questions on the lessons, you know, if you can fill those out. Now, I've also created this chart, and I created this hoping that it will be a useful tool. Now, if you got a copy of the printout, you're going to see I basically printed enough copies for you to cover all the kings. If you did this digitally, you don't have that. But you do have a copy of the chart, so you can insert the chart and add it how you need to. So I didn't want to copy 8 charts or whatever for the digital part. So we just did that as a separate thing. But in saying that, if you do prefer digital, it's on the website. So you can do download it digitally, and it also has the charts. On these charts, now, if you did get a printout, you have something that is not on there digitally. And for those of y'all that are doing it the digital route, that's okay. I've made some extra copies. You won't need them in right now, but I'll put them back there when we're done. So you can grab some of the charts. I'm going to put some extra charts out there. I'm going to put the blank ones like we see digitally. And then I'm going to put this other one where basically all I did was fill out the first two sections. And reason I did that, I just want to try to give you an idea of some of the stuff we can put in there. Look, this is a tool. There's no right or wrong on this. This is for you. We're not doing this so, oh, did you get... There's going to be spaces on here that's not going to, you're not going to find that information in that chapter. Don't look too hard for it, because you might not find it there. It might not be something that the Bible provides information on. But what I did with this chart was, when reading these different chapters, we do see certain things in there. Like, well, they all will cover which king. So you don't get out of that one. You got to put the king's name down there. It's going to tell you which kingdom. So those two. But any of the other stuff, most of them, it's going to tell you if they're good or bad. But it might not tell you their age. And what I'm doing is I'm talking about the chart right now. So if y'all have that, you can just kind of look at your chart. It's not going to tell you their age. Some will, some won't. They might not all tell you when they died or how they died. I put on there informed/warned. On the example, you can see I just kind of circled one. I mean, if that helps you, if you want to do it that way. But just the idea is we can write down some of the information that was provided. And if we do this as we're reading along, when we get done, we have a little chart that's going to help us. It's going to give us some information. Once we get into halfway down the line, if you're saying, oh, well, I'm trying to remember some of this stuff about Jeroboam or Rehoboam, we'll get your chart out. You're going to have a lot of that information right there. So that's all this is. I'm just trying to provide something that I hope is a helpful tool. For someone like me, it helps me. So when I'm reading, I can easily take some notes. I've got some sections down there. I just put some things on here as far as notes. Might not be what you would reference. That's okay. I just wanted to give you an idea of what we can do and put on the chart. There's one for time references. I was using that a lot of the time for when they reigned. If there's other time references you want to use that for, put it on there. This is a tool for you. And Bible verses. You can put the verses that we are covering, and a lot of that's already going to be on the title of the lesson. You can put that on there, but there might be other verses that you see in other books or something you might want to add. Well, there's your spot. So, like I said, it's just a tool. I created it hoping that it would be helpful some. So, please use it if you can. If it doesn't work for you, well, you got one. So, make sure I covered everything on that. And I don't remember if I mentioned, I think I did, as far as on our introduction. When it's only saying the first kings, the chronicle chapters will be on that lesson. I will put the kings and the chronicles chapters on that. But please, if you're reading and you see any footnotes, references, anything like that that might give you more information, please look at that. And it might be something that I've missed. So let's do that. There's something else I want to reference. And this is something we're going to see a lot when we're reading these different chapters. We're going to see it in both books, and I'll state that here in a second. But we're going to see especially in, well, you're going to see in 1 and 2 Kings, there's going to be this term, worded a little different in some sections, but you're going to have this term that's mentioned over and over. And like, for example, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of, and then it will state that king's name. You're going to see that in a lot of these different references when it's getting to the end of when it just spoke about that king. You've already got all your information. It's said about it. Then it says, and he died. And then you're going to you might see a term like this in there. So what it's doing is it's pointing you to somewhere else that we can get some more information. Sometimes it's a lot of the same similar information. Sometimes Chronicles is going to have something that you didn't even see in Kings. So again, let's keep that in mind. And you'll see the first reference of that in not necessarily the first reference, but in First Kings 14:19 is just one thing I wrote in my notes, so we could actually see that. Let's turn there, and I'll give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I think you're following what I'm saying, but so in 1 Kings 14:19 it says, "Now the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he made war and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel." So you're going to see references like this. So that's going to, at least for Judah, that's going to give you a place to go look to in 2 Chronicles. So, and sometimes it words it just a little bit different, and because it'll say, "Are they not written?" Or, you know, it's trying to say, "Hey, I've got some more info over here." So let's look at that. And again, that'll be stuff that's referenced on the top of that class lesson. Now, I just mentioned there are very few references. Like I just mentioned, this terminology you're going to see, there's very few references of kings of Israel in the Chronicles. As far as what we looked at, I saw maybe a couple of references. You're going to see a lot of the time this statement, like we just read, kings of Judah, you know, have you not read, or to read the Chronicles of the kings of whatever that king is. So it points you to Chronicles. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to see that referencing about Israel too. So you will see that in some of these when it's talking about the kings of Israel. But so far, and I'm going to do some more research on this, so far I haven't found, even though it says that, I haven't found the references of that. So I don't know if it's meaning something else, has a different meaning, and it's using that term. I don't know. Okay? But I'm just going to throw that out there because I don't want you to say, well, Craig, I was reading and I saw this about I saw what you said about the kings of Judah, but it says that about Israel too. And you might not find anything on them. So just warning you up front, and I do plan on doing some more research and see if I can find out some more information. Does anybody, you have any thoughts on that? You know something, Steve, you're smiling. Go ahead. I welcome it. Do you have some thoughts on that, of what it's referring to, or we can talk later?
May not be talking about the book of Chronicles.
That's what I was wondering. Okay.
The chronicles that were made, obviously it was the kingdom. There would be their people who would chronicle what was going on.
Okay.
And the writers often borrowed from those sources.
Okay.
Maybe referring to that.
Well, that's what I was wondering. So it's a figure of speech. So, I don't know if you heard Steve. What he said was that it made, that term doesn't necessarily mean the book of Chronicles. Now, when we're seeing it concerning Judah, I have found it does mean that. But as far as when it's going to talk about the kings of Israel, it could be chronicled somewhere else. So, and I'll try to see if I can't get some kind of references figuring that out. But when I've done search over that king and other things like that, if I do like a word search, I still, on a lot of these, I haven't found anything. So I don't know exactly where it's referencing or anything like that. So not a big deal. If you don't see it, it's That's kind of what we're talking about there. But thank you, Steve. That helps a little bit, because I knew it meant something, but sometimes we don't always know the meaning behind things. Now, when you get into 2 Chronicles and you're reading some of 2 Chronicles, you're going to see some of the same thing, or basically the reverse. And the same type of terminology. It's a lot of the times it's going to reference back to the kings for more of that information. And they said, for example, referring to more information in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. You know, that's kind of the terminology it uses there, looking backwards. So when reading Chronicles, it sends you back to the kings for more details and more information sometimes. Now, just an observation. Back to the division. We started off talking in the very beginning about this idea that the kingdom divided. You know, it divided in 931. And so there was an issue. This is the why. There was an issue that caused the kingdom to divide. I believe on your lesson we start around 1 Kings 11:9, but let's back up just a little bit. If you would, let's go over to 1 Kings 11. Start verse 2. Just read some of this information there. So 1 Kings 11, verse 2, from the nations concerning which the Lord had said to the sons of Israel, you shall not associate with them, neither shall they associate with you, for they will surely turn your heart away from their God. Turn your heart away after their gods. And Solomon held fast to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. For it came about when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the detestable idol of the Ammonites. And Solomon did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did not follow the Lord fully, as David his father had done. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable idol of Moab, on the mountain which is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the detestable idol of the sons of Ammon, or Ammon. Thus also he did for all his foreign wives who burned incense and sacrificed to their idols. First off, I want to say we've got a lot of different names being pronounced here. Don't go by the way I said it, because it's probably wrong. But anyway, you'll get the idea of who I'm talking about anyway. So don't know exactly how to pronounce all of these. I'm not even going to try all of that. I think the important part is to get the idea of what is being said here. So just want to throw that out there. Let's consider for a moment Solomon. He was the wisest man in the world. God gave him wisdom. But he still had free will, like all of us. He might have been the wisest man, but he made some bad decisions And we're seeing that. And we're going to also see similar ideas and situations as we read these kings. You know, God made it clear what He wanted, and then they were disobedient. So we'll see results of that. So, you know, considering that, think about ourselves. Just quick thought on practical application. This is something that we can think about, you know, because even the wisest man, he didn't listen to God, and he had that choice. We have those choices. But let's read and heed these warnings and see what the outcome is. It's not good. So that's things we need to think about for our life. I'm not going to go into a lot of practical application right this second, but what I wanted to mention was when I was creating the lessons, I was thinking of maybe at the bottom of each lesson, we were going to do some practical application. It's I don't know that we're going to have time to do all that. So maybe, you know, just take an Alex, I see it. Maybe at the end of the course, if time permits, maybe I'll do a sheet or something on that. But Alex, yes, sir. There's many things we...
Things that take over God in our lives. So that's a good warning that God, the Holy Spirit, sent for us to remind us to stay close to the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yeah, because we have things some might not think of as idolatry, but I think most of us would, because you whatever you put ahead of God, that's your idol. But yes, sir, good point. Any other thoughts or questions? Okay.
Craig, I have a question that may be covered in the class, but as we're entering into this, I'm just curious. We call it the divided kingdom. It's our terminology. As we go into this, you see the reference of Israel and Judah recognizing that they're a divided kingdom, or do they see themselves as independent nations, knowing that they're both God's people, God still loves them? And then, is there any application for down the line? And again, the New Testament, the kingdom's here, they're thinking it's a physical rule, come from David. Are they thinking full kingdom? Are they thinking the kingdom of Judah? That's a broad question that may not be answered right now, but I'm just curious.
Well, we will see some things referenced in the class, and I don't, this might not answer your question, but you're going to see this idea of, especially on the Judah side, following their father David. And that's another thing we'll see, talk about things that might reference in here. You might see ideas of, when you're reading about a specific king, it might say he was the son of, and then later on, then it says he was the son of David. But given an idea of, or wasn't, or didn't follow the footsteps of his father David, or something to that extent. But it's looking towards this dynasty and the example that David set, and it wasn't split at that time that he said it. This is split because of Solomon's action. And so I don't know if I could really answer your question exactly what you're looking for, but I don't know if that helped any.
You did. So question, as you've done your studies, and this may come out in class, but did Judah and Israel view themselves, I mean, obviously they're separate nations, did they still view them as kins or brothers or a part of the kingdom that God has promised? Or are they, because we call them the divided kingdom because of the promise that God made to David and then later on, but just curious as to how they viewed themselves.
Well, I will state this. God viewed them as kin, because it will state that in some of the verses we look at. So, because it's going to say, why are you going to go after your brother? I don't remember the terminology, but kinfolk, brother, something to that extent. So we will see that in there. But they were, you'll have some that were against each other. You'll have some that kind of did things together. So, and that's some of the things we'll bring out in the specific chapters and stuff like that. So I hope that helps some. But I know maybe I worked around your question a little bit. But
there is our country, in its history, has had a divided republic. When we had this civil difference in the South and the North. So it was still the same immigrants, still the same people that... A lot of heredity, but you had two different rulers.
Yes, sir.
The rule of the north and the rule of the south. That's what you had. The word kingdom means sphere of rule.
Right.
So you had a rule in the north, you had a rule in the south. Still Israelites, and God provided Jeroboam an opportunity to prosper, but he wouldn't follow God's way. So the word kingdom just means dominion, place of rule. So you had king of the north, king of the south. When the northern kingdom was taken, there was no more kingdom. There was no more rule.
Right.
They were ruled by foreigners.
So that ended that in the 722.
But it was still the same people. Well, partially. They intermarried. That's another study.
Right.
We can kind of look back on our history and maybe appreciate what was going on. So, did they recognize one another? Our nation had war. They had war.
Good point. I don't know if y'all heard Steve, so good point. Thank you, Steve. Did that? Okay. What time is it? Oh, they're matching. Sorry, I had to make a comment on the clock. In 1 Kings 11, verse 9. Now we're going to see, because we looked at what Solomon was doing in those verses 2 through 8. And then in verse 9, we're going to kind of see the result of it. What God says. So in verse 9, it says, "Now the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning these things, or this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not observe what the Lord had commanded. So the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this, and you have not kept my covenant with my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant." And then he also goes on to say that he's not going to do this in his days, Solomon's days. And that he will give one tribe to his son for the sake of his servant David. Let's read 12 and 13. It says, "Nevertheless, I will not do it in your days for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it out of the hand of your son. However, I will not tear it away. I will not tear away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." So we see here, this is where we learn more about the division that has taken place. Are there any other questions or anything you want to add at this point? Okay. If not, we've got about 2 minutes So I want to jump back. We had made reference about time. Or dates. Let me rephrase that about the date. So we already said that this was 9:31. And so, Craig, where are you getting these dates from? Well, there's two different sources I've used here. Some of these dates will look very familiar with you to most. If you've ever done a Bible survey, there's dates listed in the Bible survey. And those pretty much agree with the other source that I'm using as well. I'm also using my study Bible, the New Inductive Study Bible. It's a NASB version. But it also gives you an idea of dates as well when some of this is going on. So that's basically where I'm coming up with these dates. So just keep that in mind. I didn't do any math from any other sections that gave me time references. I borrowed this information, but like I said, the two sources that I used are pretty much agree. So that's what I'm using. If you think of something different, feel free to throw it at me. I'll jot it down. But so that's that. I think I'm about to get buzzed. Are there any questions or anything? If not, like I said, I'm going to put some copies in the front there. We'll have some copies of the blank chart and also copies of one that I filled out, the first two Kings. So if you're doing a digital thing and you want to pick that up and it helps you jot it down and add it later or whatever, those will be available for you. Thank you for your attention.